Well, the German government seems to be at odds with itself on many different levels after these extraordinary remarks in an interview with Newsweek by Peer Steinbrück, who is the German finance minister and crucially the leading member of the SPD. And Angela Merkel, obviously, of course, is the leader of the CDU. In his Newsweek interview, Herr Steinbrück really tore apart Gordon Brown's fiscal stimulus package. This is this 20 billion package to try and stimulate the British economy. And he picked on the 2.5% cut in VAT, saying that this is crass Keynesianism. So pretty tough words there. Angela Merkel appeared to take a rather different tack on Thursday afternoon when she turned up at the European Union summit in Brussels and said that a European Commission plan to have a similar fiscal stimulus plan costing 200 billion euros across the European Union, she thought that was a rather good idea. Now, those remarks were very helpful for Gordon Brown because Gordon Brown, when the row really erupted on Thursday morning, appeared on LBC Radio in London and said, "Look, I really don't think I need to take this too personally because this row is really about a row, an internal row in Germany between the two sides in the Grand Coalition government who are going to be facing a general election next year. On the one hand, you've got the SPD who are saying not too happy about a fiscal stimulus plan, and on the other hand, you've got Chancellor Merkel's CDU and then particularly her sister CSU party, which is the Christian Democrats down in Bavaria, saying, 'Well, actually, we do think that that is a rather good idea.' So there's Gordon Brown saying, 'Not me, Gov. This is about internal German politics.' And then on Thursday night, as the EU leaders broke off for dinner, the story took off again. The German finance minister, he issued a statement saying, "I didn't for a moment mean to criticize my marvelous British friends. No, this is entirely an internal German matter because VAT, well, cutting that's not the right thing for us. So I wasn't for a moment wishing to criticize Gordon Brown," although he didn't retract his comments in what was described as a clarification by the finance ministry. But soon after he released those comments, then Stefan Kampeter, who is the budget spokesman for Angela Merkel's CDU, came in and said precisely the opposite. And he said, no, these comments have nothing whatsoever to do with internal German politics. They are about British politics and the Labour Party getting it wrong." So at the end of the day, we basically have Gordon Brown's central defense, which is that this is an internal matter, nothing to do with me, internal German matter. Well, Chancellor Merkel's CDU are saying that's not the case. We were going after the Labour Party.
And where does it leave David Cameron and George Osborne? Because they seized on Steinbrück's comments as evidence for their case.
Well, the Tories could hardly believe their luck when they saw the remarks by Peer Steinbrück in Newsweek, because his remarks, they were almost word for word. They could have been scripted by Conservative Central Office. So they were absolutely delighted. Then, when it appeared that there was quite a public feud going on in the German government, and actually this appeared to be an internal matter, Downing Street sources were saying, "Ah ha ha, the Tories need to be careful. This is about an internal German matter, and they should tread with care before getting involved in that sort of thing." And then by Thursday evening, well, you have the CDU saying, "Well, actually, we were going after the Labour Party," and the Tories, well, 24 hours after Peer Steinbrück's remarks first emerged, the Tories absolutely delighted that they seem to be back on what is to them a helpful page.